AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Charleston, South Carolina, police have charged Dylan Roof with 9 counts of murder. A bond hearing is set for this afternoon. Meantime, the memorial keeps growing in front of the church in Charleston where the shots were fired. The AP's Warren Levinson is there.
The murder of the minister and 8 other members has turned the Emmanuel AME Church into a shrine for people from Charleston and visitors. They stream to its front door, where candles, notes, balloons, and sprays of flowers have been left. Charleston resident Curtis Wilson says the city will never be the same.
This touches every person's heart in this city. This church has been here for a long time. It's not a black or white thing. It's a family thing. We all together in this.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says the killer should get the death penalty. Warren Levinson, Charleston, South Carolina.
But the mayor of Charleston, Joseph Reinley Jr., doesn't think Dylan Roof should get the death penalty.
I think it collectively over time adds to violence. I think people who commit serious crimes should lose their freedom forever. But that's law in South Carolina. No doubt it will be sought.
A report from the State Department shows a sharp jump in terrorist attacks and deaths. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
Between 2013 and last year, the number of terror acts rose by more than a third, and the number of people who perished in them nearly doubled. The number of kidnappings nearly tripled. And the report says the big reason for the surge was the rise of 2 groups, Islamic State in the Mideast and Boko Haram in Nigeria.
More flooding is expected today in Missouri from the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill. The rain created the threat of rock slides, forcing the closure of a major highway that connects Oklahoma City with Dallas. A new nonpartisan study from the Congressional Budget Office says repealing President Obama's health care law would boost the economy and increase budget deficits. Worries about the debt in Greece and a drop in stocks in China have stocks in the U.S. lower. The Dow is down 58 points. This is AP Radio News. Brian Williams says he let his ego get the better of him. The former NBC Nightly News anchor got caught exaggerating his role in reporting news stories.
I get this. I'm responsible for this. I am sorry for what happened here.
On NBC's Today Show, Williams says he doesn't plan to squander a second chance as an anchor on MSNBC.
I am different as a result, and I expect to be held to a different standard.
Lester Holt has been named permanent anchor of NBC Nightly News. Henrik Stenson and Dustin Johnson share the lead going into round 2 today at the U.S. Open near Seattle. Stenson says his game plan is working.
There are some extreme features on this course. I think everybody can see that. And then it's more down to how you're going to play those and make sure you don't get tricked out by them. So I put a good plan in place with my caddy.
Patrick Reed is one shot back at the U.S. Open. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.